الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dearest Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, today we're going to start a new series. And what is the name of the new series? The new series name is Invitation Towards Righteousness. Invitation towards goodness. And inshallah tabarakutala, we're going to try to cover some aspects about this important topic of invitation towards goodness, towards neki ki dawat. First and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting salawat, durood upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah quotes a beautiful hadith mubarakah in which the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam has mentioned that decorate your mahfils, your gatherings, by reciting durood salawat upon me. Because this durood, this salawat recited in my favor will provide a nur for you on Qiyamah, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum Aliyah is giving us that mindset that always make good intentions for every permissible act in this deen, in your life. Make good intentions. And he quotes a hadith mubarakah in which the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his action. Alhamdulillah, today, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we are listening to this new silsila, Invitation Towards Righteousness, or the Call Towards Righteousness. Let us make some good intentions. What intentions we can make? First and foremost, we can make intention that whatever we're going to hear today, whatever you're going to listen, is for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, only and only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whatever we learn, we try to be practical upon it, try to pass the message on to our fellow Muslims. Let us make intention that when we hear the name of Allah, praise Allah, make the dhikr of Allah in the form of Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Likewise, when we hear the name or the attribute of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, recite durood, salawat. If we hear the name of our pious ancestors, for example, Sahaba Ikram Alayhim Ridwan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and for our Buzugana Deen rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, these are some good intentions one can make whenever a person is in any Islamically permissible gathering. So inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, this intention will benefit us in the dunya inshallah azza wa jalla, in the qabr inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, our topic, Invitation Towards Righteousness, the path towards righteousness, towards goodness, it is a very vast topic. But inshallah azza wa jalla, in these few silsilas we try to cover some aspects of this topic. First and foremost, we're going to discuss about the maqsad. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is Rabb. Allah azza wa jal, He is the creator. Allah azza wa jalla created this entire universe, the earth, the skies, the sun, the moon, the stars, the seas, the plants, the trees. Everything Allah azza wa jalla created. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala beautified this earth with all these creations. And Allah Azza wa Jalla sent onto the earth mankind, human. And first and foremost, the first human being on the earth to put his Mubarak feet on this earth is the father of the entire mankind, Hazrat Sayyidina Adam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala inhabited this world with the human beings and the animals, etc. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, in order to guide these human beings towards righteousness, towards the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla sent sent different prophets alayhi salatu wasalam into the dunya. For example, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to his ummah. Hazrat Musa kalimullah to his ummah. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala continues sending anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to different nations. For what? To invite them towards the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And to invite them towards goodness. And to stop them from badness. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam came and went. Came and went. And eventually Allah azza wa jalla sent the seed of all prophets. Mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the last and final messenger of Allah azza wa jalla sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and came with the same message. The message of invitation towards goodness, invitation towards righteousness, and to stop the people from badness. He came with the same message about the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, number then, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has not left any stone unturned. In this deen, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam had covered every aspect of our life. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was sent in the dunya for the same message. Invitation towards the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to stop the people from badness, to invite them towards goodness. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in Quran Majid, translation from Kanzul Iman, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, you are the best nation. You are the best nation amongst all nations that appear unto mankind. Why? Because you enjoy good deeds and you forbid immorality. And you keep faith in Allah. You believe in Allah. So my dear family and viewers of Madani Channel, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'alay, He further gives the tafsir of this ayat. And he says that you are best nation amongst all those nations that appear unto mankind, not because you're going to be a doctor, or you're going to be a lawyer, or you're going to be an engineer, but subhanAllah, because you invite the people towards goodness. You invite them towards the goodness and you stop them from badness. SubhanAllah, so my dear standard and views of Madani Channel, each and every one of us, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, we are preachers of Islam. So whether you are a doctor, whether you are a lawyer, whether you are an employer, whether you are an employee, whether you are a driver, whether you are a police officer, whether you are a government official, whether you are a hafiz, whether you are an alim, whether you are a qari, whether you are a muaddin, no matter what status you are in the dunya, subhanAllah, we all, you and I, are the preachers of the deen of Islam. Everybody is a preacher. As further, it is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif that our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that ballighu anni walau ayah, convey on my behalf, even if it's only one verse, even if it's only one verse, you convey from my side. So beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, came as the final messenger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and there will be no prophet after our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So the greatness of the ummah, look, anbiya, different anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came on the earth, and different anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they gave the message of the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and they also kept them on the reminder about the finality of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So subhanallah, they came and they went, and subhanallah, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam physically came on the earth. And look at the status of the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the status of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. That you are the best nations amongst all nations that appear unto mankind. Why? Because you invite people towards goodness. And you stop them from badness. And you keep faith unto Allah azza wa jalla. So beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, after his physical demise, my dear stamina viewers of Madani Channel, Allah tabarak is talking to you and I. Oh you, the viewers of Madani Channel, Allah azza wa jalla is instructing us that we have to invite the people towards goodness and stop them from badness. This is why today, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, from the time of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, 1400 some years ago, the message of Islam, the message of the finality of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, was given from 1400 years ago. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, all anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came with the same message that beloved Rasul alayhi salatu is going to come. And when our beloved Rasulullah put his physical feet on this earth, Alhamdulillah, 1400 some odd years ago, he gave that message, and today, all the Ashikani Rasul, the lovers of the beloved Rasul, no matter where they are in the dunya, Alhamdulillah, they are doing the same work, Amr bin Ma'ruf. Amr bin Ma'ruf, invitation towards goodness, and to stop people from badness. This is why today it is estimated almost 1.4 billion people have got the message of Islam through the efforts, Alhamdulillah, of all the different Muslims of different timings in this 1400 some odd years. Alhamdulillah, this is why the message of Allah Ta'ala has reached throughout the world. And today the numbers are growing every day. Every day we hear about the people getting the message of Islam. So invitation towards goodness and to stop the people from badness, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Muslim channel, is not a new thing. Maybe you are sitting in your home at this moment, and maybe you are thinking that this is the first time I am coming across something like this. And somebody is talking to us and telling us that, no, it's not only Mufti Sahib is a preacher. No, it's not only Maulana is a preacher. No, it's not only Qari Sahib is a preacher. No, it's not only Imam Sahib is a preacher. You are telling us on Madani Channel that, oh people, oh viewers of Madani Channel, you are also a preacher. You might say, I'm an accountant. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm an engineer. I'm a carpenter. I'm a driver. What is he talking about? My dear son, brethren, it's not what we are talking about. It is what Allah Ta'ala orders us to do, that you are the best nation amongst all the nations that appear unto mankind. Because of what? Because you invite the people towards goodness and you stop them from badness. So, wherever you are, at this moment you are watching this silsila, I know, this thought must be going through your mind that now that means that all of us become now preachers. Yes! Because each and every one is going to be accountable. We're going to be accountable for our actions. We're going to be accountable for our deeds. We're going to be accountable for all this time that Allah Ta'ala gave us the ni'mah of life. From the time we're on this earth till the time of our demise, we're going to be accountable for each and every second on the day of Qiyamah. So if you think that only namaz, and only zakat, and only hajj, and only fasting, these are only my basic principles of Islam, these are the pillars and this is what I'm going to follow, and nothing else, my dear Stambadan and viewers of Madani Channel, the reason is because we have no education. We have no knowledge of deen. If we go into the Quran, especially, mashallah, we have Kanzul Iman. What is Kanzul Iman? Mashallah, the translation of the Quran from Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahlul Sunnah Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul Rahman, Allah Ta'ala continues showing special mercy upon him. And tafsir, Nur al-Irfan, Different tafasir. MashaAllah, if we go in there and we study and we understand what message Allah Ta'ala is giving us about this message, that about the invitation towards goodness and to stop the people from badness, then we'll understand that no matter where we are in the dunya, that we all are the preachers of Islam. So my dear Islam and views of Madani Channel, now that we have learned something today in this silsila, every silsila we're going to try to cover different aspects. Although the topic is one topic, invitation towards goodness, inshallah tabarakatuh, we're going to continue with different aspects of the invitation towards goodness, because this topic is a very vast topic and we're going to try to learn maximum. So whenever you come there and you are seated there, you're watching Madani Channel, and all of a sudden if you are interested, in fact you should be interested in all silsila, in all aspects, in all subjects, because as I discussed, it's not only about zakat and hajj and fasting and it's about everything our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught us from beginning to end. We have to know about it, and we have to try to be practical upon it, and we have to try to inculcate it into our daily lives. So this invitation towards goodness, imagine you are seated in your office and every day this person is coming in your office and you spend the whole life with him in your office, but you never ever one day told him about your deen. Not one day you gave him the message of Islam. Not one day you told him about Allah Ta'ala. Not one day you told him about your beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. What will happen to us on the day of Qiyamah? We're going to be accountable. If you're on a bus, you're on a train, you're on a plane, you're walking, you're in the office, you're going to be accountable for each and every company of that time. Did you give the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? At least to tell the person that, you know what, you're working with me daily, I have to tell you that, you know that I belong to the religion of Islam. Do you know about Islam? Who doesn't know about Islam? Everybody knows about Islam. Islam is a reality. Your each and every action of life is Islam. It's a complete religion. Alhamdulillah, a complete code of conduct. In fact, Quran-e-Majid, from the beginning of Quran-e-Majid, right up to the end of Quran-e-Majid, Alhamdulillah, it's a complete code of conduct. Complete. Your whole life, whole lifestyle. You want to find out your aspects of your different parts of your life, what to do. You look in Quran-e-Majid, you look in the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and you will find the completion of each and every topic, that each and everything comes in your mind, you will find it there. So my dear Islamic viewers, the Madani channel, we're talking about this topic, invitation towards goodness and to stop the people towards badness. Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala stated, the one commanding the people to do good deeds and preventing them from evil ones is the ambassador of Allah, ambassador of Islam. You are the best nation amongst all nations. Why? Because you enjoy goodness and you stop people from badness. So you pass the message because you receive and you pass. As the beloved Rasulullah said, pass the message even if it is one verse. Convey from my side, even if it is one verse. So we have to continue inviting the people towards goodness and stopping them from badness and keep on giving neki ki dawat, neki ki dawat, neki ki dawat. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, this is the message of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, wherever you go in the world, north, south, east or west, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Dawat Islami is trying its best. Yes, they are going from country to country, from province to province, from city to city, from town to town, from area to area, from street to street, from door to door, knocking at the people's doors, inviting them to the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, bringing them close towards Allah azza wa jalla and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Those who don't have the wealth of Iman, we invite them towards Iman. Those who have no spiritualness in them, we invite them towards spiritual wakefulness. Those who are away from the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, we invite them towards the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the message of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, by the grace of Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is estimated more than 200 countries. Yes, viewers of Madani channel, more than 200 countries in the world, the message of Dawat Islami has now reached. You may be sitting in some country, maybe the first time you're watching Madani channel. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, what a beautiful channel. You can sit with your family members, your daughters, your children, and you can watch a channel, a pure Islamic channel, Madani channel. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, as for viewers of Madani channel, you can see how we are trying to promote the English, because Madani channel is not only for English or for Arabic or for Urdu, it is for all nations. So inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Dawat Islam is striving in its own ways to enjoin towards goodness and to stop the people from badness. And mashallah azza wa jalla, one of the ways is to watch a Madani channel. So my dear Islamic viewers of Madani channel, you try to get connected to Madani channel. I mean, if there is any channel in the world like Madani channel, which I don't think so, that every time you put on, as soon as you press the button on, the sawab meter is running. Already good deeds in your account just by putting the TV on, and now you're watching Madani channel. And only Madani channel, and only Madani channel, no other channel. Because Madani channel, mashallah azza wa jalla, is that channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, bringing people towards Quran, the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam. Millions of lives have changed with this Madani mahal of Dawat Islami, and Madani channel is reaching those corners of the world which our muballighin have not reached. So you, if you may be seated at a shop, or you're passing by a bus station, or you're passing by a train station, or you're on the plane and you're watching, all of a sudden on the train you saw Madani channel, you saw something about Madani channel, you try. Please go on our website www.dawatislami.net. Otherwise you send an email to us and you tell us that we need Madani channel. We also want to learn about these topics of invitation towards goodness and to stop the people from badness. So you connect to Madani channel. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, so please keep watching Madani Channel, and only Madani Channel. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, we are hopeful with the barak and blessings of watching Madani Channel. This will be benefit for us in the dunya, inshallah, in the qabr, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay dawat islami, teri doom machi ho. Ameen. Bijahe Nabi Ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.